Stage Dramas present The Shark God's Vengeance. This week's front page drama, The Shark God's Vengeance, is a dramatization of a very colorful story of love, passion, and ancient pagan mysticism of a tropical island in the Pacific. It is a true story, related by Basil Maynard, former manager of a trading post of the French government. You will want to read Doomed to the Shark God's Vengeance, as well as all the many other fine features to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The American Weekly comes to you as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now to our story, The Shark God's Vengeance, by a man who witnessed this strange tragedy on the tropical island.
I saw a lot of strange things while I was managing a trading post on Nukuris Island in the South Sea. But nothing to equal the way a poor misguided native named Taki got a death curse put on him and was doomed to the vengeance of the shark god. Taki, a pearl diver, was a young, happy-go-lucky daredevil, one of the best divers in the whole Dangerous Island group, until he made the fatal error of stealing an ancient mummy from the sea cavern where his tribe buried its illustrious dead. Now, when a man pulls a foolhardy stunt like that, you can bet there's a woman behind it. And in this case, the woman was Kuratari, the prettiest girl on the whole island, and also the worst flirt. She was far too pretty for her own good. And like all other village vamps the world over, she took a great delight in having a lot of men run after her, begging her to marry them. Taki was so much in love with Kuratari, it was really pathetic. And she treated him like a dog. He figured the only way to win her was by giving her finer presents. That called for a lot more cash than he can earn in a hurry diving for pearls. And that was his downfall. One morning at the trading store, a supply ship brought an unusually varied assortment of new and colorful merchandise. And the first person to see it unpacked was Kuratai. The ship also brought us a distinguished visitor, Monsieur Jeanrenaud, a famous French anthropologist.
I suppose you are wondering what brings me to this out-of-the-way island, monsieur. So I will get to the point immediately. But I am sure you can be of great help to me in my rather difficult mission.
As the manager of this post and representative of the French government, I am at your service, monsieur.
Bien, monsieur. At first, I have learned that the tribe on this island has a very curious method of embalming and burying their illustrious dead. But they have preserved their mummies for thousands of years in better condition than the ancient Egyptians. Unfortunately, for men of science, they have never been able to learn their secret. It has been impossible to obtain one of their sacred mummies for scientific research purposes. I have undertaken to secure one of these mummies, and if possible, learn the secret of their embalming.
Then I'm afraid your trip is in vain. I have lived with these natives for many years. They are my friends. They are very loyal. But I have never been able to learn the secret of the strange method of embalming. And I know that the great reverence with which they hold for their dead would never let them part with one of their sacred mummies. They have a secret burying cavern, which no outsider has ever been permitted to see. But it's rumored it is located under the sea, almost impossible to approach. Now, no one on this island would dare to reveal any of these secrets. So if you're wise, monsieur, you'll take my advice and leave now on the same steamer you came on.
I am sorry to have to disagree with you, monsieur. But I have come a long way to obtain these secrets. I have been amply supplied with money to secure what I came for and shall make every effort to succeed.
Maybe Kuratai can help gentlemen stranger to get what you make long journey
overseas to find. Kuratai, what have you been doing? Listening outside my door? Now, you know that is wrong. Go away at once before I call Chief Rangiora and have you punished.
No, no, please, wait. Do not send her away. Perhaps she can help me. Come here, my girl. Let me talk to you.
Yes. Kuratai like kind stranger. Kuratai be pleased to help you. Then maybe you help Kuratai?
Kuratai, you're a troublemaking little devil. Now leave her at once or I'll call the chief.
Kuratai, oh, not afraid of that old man Rangiora. Kuratai, stay and talk to a nice gentleman.
There, monsieur, you see the girl wants to help. Remember, I represent French scientific bureaus and I shall report any effort on your part to hinder the progress of scientific progress.
Very well, monsieur. I shall leave you with the girl. But I warn you to disregard what I have told you. It may cause very serious trouble, even death. But I shall not remain here and be a party to any conspiracy to rob these islanders. You will find me at my house.
Now, mademoiselle, do you understand why I am here and what I want?
Kuratai, you hear everything. Understand very well. Kuratai, you go to Christian sister school and very much.
Bien. Now, you say you can help me.
Yes, but Kuratai is very poor. He must have nice dresses, pretty beads, rings, and good things like other girls. Kuratai, have you maybe to catch fine,
husband? Oh, I see. Well, I can help you. Wait now, let me see. Voila, mademoiselle. You take this. That will buy you very pretty things to match your own beauty. Mm-hmm. You are very, very pretty. Now, how can you help me?
Tonight will come big rain clouds. No moon. Very dark. You wait back of trading posts. A native boy will bring me a body of ancients and Marai Tupapo. How much do you pay for a very big clouds, huh?
Well, you tell the boy I'll pay him 100 francs in gold.
Oh, no, no. This price very, very hard to get. Maybe boy die bringing ancient one to you.
Mm.
Boy, he want to marry me. By boat, the dive is the perfect thing.
Yes, I see. I will pay 200 francs.
No, no. Very hard to find such a temple. Bring ancient one out of sea. No one ever do this before.
You are a greedy, shrewd little vixen, but I'll pay 250 francs. You hear? 250 francs, but not once too more.
No, it is good. I'll go tell boy. You come at full night hour behind trading post with 250 francs.
Why, bien, mademoiselle. I shall be there at midnight.
Kiritai left Renault and hurried away to find Tati. She spurred him away to a quiet rendezvous and began at once to work her wiles on him. She painted a glowing picture of what he could do with the money he was to receive for stealing the mummy of an ancient one. He would be the wealthiest man on the island. He could buy a boat, hire divers, and become an influential pearl fisher and trader. Kiritai would marry him, and they would live happily ever after. At first, Taki was horrified, but Kiritai's charm was too irresistible, and he finally gave in. The first inkling I had of trouble was the next morning, when I was awakened by the relentless throb of the drum and the shrill, far-off cry of Tayuka, the witch doctor. I knew immediately that meant bad medicine to somebody. Before I could go out and investigate, Taki burst into my house, wild-eyed and terrified.
Save me from his relative tale. Save me, master. That curse is upon me.
Good heavens, Taki. What's wrong? Quiet down. Remember, you are in my house. In the voice of the French government, my house is a sanctuary. And as long as you stay within these walls, no one dare touch you. Now, try to be calm and tell me what's wrong.
I have defiled sacred temple stones. I have stolen body of the ancient one. Chief Rangirora has found out. He has called upon Tehuka to put the Piseo, the death curse, upon me. He has called upon Haomeka, the shark god, to tell the Tiamoto, the worm wigglers, to take possession of my body. Already I feel belly pain. Fever comes soon, then I go mad, then death.
Now wait. Don't get frightened. I can help you. Tell me where you put the body of the ancient one you stole from the sacred temple of souls. I will take it back to the chief and the witch doctor. I will ask for your forgiveness and recall Piseo. Quick now. Where did you hide the body of the ancient one?
My stranger took to cope the shed back of fading stone. It is wrapped in fine paper rope.
Very good. You stay here and be quiet. No harm will come to you. I will hurry to the chieftain and your witch doctor.
Here. Here is money bag. Give money to Teoko, the witch doctor. Buy me three, master.
I hurried over to the shed back at the trading store, picked up the sacred mummy, and carried it as reverently and quickly as I could to the temple in the center of the village. I found the chieftain and the witch doctor in the temple, bowed down before the great carved white coral idol, intoning prayers to the shark god. I pleaded with them to call off the curse, but to no avail.
You are our friend, our great white brother who lives in peace amongst us. You have honored the sacred memory of our illustrious dead by returning the stolen body of the ancient one. We shall remain your humble servant forever and pray for your peace and happiness always. No misfortune shall befall you, but nothing more can we do.
We are ready now to take the mummy of this ancient one, which was stolen by Taki, back to the tomb under the sea, out yonder beyond the distant reef, where no one outside of the true faith has ever been before.
You shall go with us. When you see the tomb, you will understand why we feel as we do, and why we have doomed Taki to the vengeance of Haumeko, for desecrating our sacred burial place.
Come with us, great friend, for the time grows short. Soon will come the visit of the shark god.
I went with them. We paddled across the deep lagoon to a high coral reef where we anchored the canoe. For a few moments, we exercised our lungs for a long dive into the water, breathing deeply and slowly. Then we filled our lungs and dived down deeper. I followed the two old natives carrying the mummy between them, past black sea snakes, small sharks, even an octopus. Suddenly, they disappeared down a gloomy tunnel. I kept on behind them. And suddenly, my head broke above the water, and I found myself in a natural cave hollowed out of the reef. All around the side, on high ledges, stood 100 or more other mummies, remarkably preserved, and all decked in fine peplos, feathered cloaks, and headdresses. They were all of royal lineage. It was a short, solemn ceremony as the stolen mummy was replaced. Then we returned the way we came and hurried to my house, where we found Taki burning with fever, foaming at the mouth, and gibbering wildly in stark terror.
Look,
he's dying.
That is as it should be. Even now I prepare the final curse. Hear me, Taki, robber and desecrator of the sacred tomb. See, I have the bowl of Sahitukyu, holder of an accursed one's possession. Here is a wisp of your hair, the cuttings from your nails, a fragment of your loin cloth, and the remains of your breakfast. See, I place the bowl upon the floor. I call upon Hayomeko for a visitation. Hi! See, the white shark god has entered. Look upon the floor. A great robber crab comes crawling to the bowl. The robber crab despises souls of thieves and evildoers. Cursed by Hayomeko and made to crawl into the sea and on the land feeding on the flesh of the dead. See, it crawls into the bowl. Now, I close down the lid.
Hayomeko!
Listen to the voices of my people. Hayomeko has heard our prayers. The white shark god is here. He has entered the lagoon. He has come for Taki.
Hear ye! Hear ye, Taki, thief and robber. Hayomeko has come. Go to him.
I stared at Taki crawling along the floor on all fours, scrambling like a great robber crab. I stood terrified and spellbound. As he crawled away to the beach into the sea, he started swimming to the great high reef. Then I saw something else, the huge white fin of the killer shark. There was a scream, a thrashing of water. Then all was still. Taki had been claimed by the shark god's vengeance.
You have just heard the front page drama, The Shark God's Vengeance, a dramatization of a tragic story of love, passion, and ancient pagan mysticism in the South Seas, to be featured in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, a magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.